different with the Eagles now compared to the first time you saw them? Based on what you see on film, obviously.
Obviously they've lost a few close games, but you know, not a whole lot personnel-wise. I think they're very similar. You know, obviously they didn't have their running back the last couple weeks, but overall I think they're pretty similar. They have a good pass rush. Their secondary's solid. I think their safety play is as good as anybody in the league, and their special teams is solid.
Jay, there are some reports out there, namely from ESPN, that the Eagles would be interested in bringing back DeSean Jackson in the offseason. What are your thoughts on that, given the fact that it's the middle of the year?
I don't have any thoughts on that. You know, I think that I don't know who started that rumor or what have you, but we haven't really given it any thought at all.
Jay, looking at where your team has been, I mean, there was a couple of tough losses, obviously, to Arizona and Dallas. But overall, the last few weeks, have you liked a lot of things you've seen from Kirk and what the offense has been doing?
I do. Obviously, we've had the red zone struggles, which is well documented and well talked about around the circles here in the media. And that's something we have to address and continue to work on and get better at. But I think there's a lot of progress that's being made by Kirk in the offense. I think we have a lot of weapons. Losing Jordan Reed's hurt a little bit. You know, he's been one of our main targets and big play guys, but overall I like the progress that Kirk's made and the offense, and hopefully we get Trent back this week, and they'll help give us even more of a spark.
How's the offense different when Jordan Reed's not out there compared to when he is?
Well, Jordan is a, obviously a major third down target and a major red zone target, and you take those away, then, you know, somebody else has to step up, which we've got those people, Jameson Crowder, DeSean, Pierre, you know, Vernon Davis has done good in his absence, and Chris Thompson's got to get more reps. So the guys who are going to get those opportunities have to take advantage of. But Jordan is a special player as far as separating in man coverage and working the zones. He's a special player, but we have to make do without him if he can't go.
Jay, I know you mentioned that the Eagles are the same team now that you faced earlier in the season, but before you faced them the first time, they were heralded as one of the better defenses in the league, and they haven't really looked like that in the last few weeks. So what have you seen change from that unit?
You know, we've kind of gone through a little bit of the same thing. You know, it's just they've been close. They just haven't made some of the plays that, they made earlier in the year, and offenses are making the plays, and then we're the same way on defense. We haven't changed a whole lot personnel-wise. We're, still doing some good things, but, you know, it's just third down plays and chances to get off the field, creating turnovers. We're just not doing a good job of that, and I think the Eagles are probably in the same boat. They still have good players and a good scheme. It's just, you know, it comes down to making plays, and for whatever reason, the offense is making more plays than the defense, and that's in our case also.
What are you seeing out of Carson Wentz compared to maybe, you know, the first time you guys played him, just kind of how he's progressed since then?
Yeah, Carson is obviously a gifted athlete. You know, I see him has the ability to extend plays. He does an excellent job with that. He's a great athlete. And, I think they've had some different receivers playing around them. You know, losing Jordan hurt him a little bit. The running game kind of sputtered a little bit, which hurt him a little bit, made him a little bit more one-dimensional. And then when you give up a lead or you're playing from behind, it makes you a little bit more one-dimensional. It makes it tough. But I think when they're able to stay balanced, very similar to us, they're a dangerous team, and he's playing extremely well.
In week six, you guys were really the first team that got to Carson. I know the Eagles had a rookie right tackle out there, but what worked for you guys that day?
Well, I think that day, our one-on-one matchups, we won a few more than we lost, which is good, which is important this day and age in pro football. You know, you can only out-scheme so many blitzes and you get free runners. Eventually, you're going to have to win some one-on-one matchups. And I think when the Eagles' defense is playing extremely well and our defense is playing well, that's what was happening. And that's what's going to be key to the game. You know, both sides of the ball, the one-on-one matchups. You know, that's the ability to block Fletcher Cox and Connor Barwin, their ability to block Ryan Kerrigan and Chris Baker and Trent Murphy and Preston Smith. So those are going to be important parts of the game. The team that can protect the quarterback better and run the ball probably be the team that comes victorious.
Teams have been able to go to the quick passing game to kind of negate the pass rush of the front four. Obviously, the league's a copycat league. Seeing that, you know, the last 3 weeks, 300 yards passing against them. Do you see opportunities in the quick passing game against the Eagles this week?
We've always used a quick passing game. If you watch our tape, we use it quite a bit. But we also have the ability to, you know, I think we got the most 35-plus yard gains in the league. So we have the ability to take some shots with some play actions and some down the field throws with speed that we have. So we're going to utilize both, hopefully, to our advantage. But really, like I said before, I think it's going to be important for us to get our running game involved, get Robert Kelly some touches and some good looks to take the pressure off our quarterback and our offensive line.
Jay, when you lose an outstanding offensive lineman, in the Eagles' case, a guy like Lane Johnson, how much can that hurt a team, and also how much less difficult is it to game plan against a team like that?
I don't think you really game plan. I just think, you know, like I said, with the one-on-one matchups, instead of going against Lane, you're going against you know, the backup tackle. And we lost Trent Williams for four games, and we understand. Luckily, Ty Ansecki stepped in and did well. So you just have to adjust your protection plan a little bit. Maybe Chip helped tackle a little bit more than you'd want to, but then you might lose an eligible, which hurts your passing game a little bit. So I think, you know, depending on who the tackle is, will affect the game plan. But when you lose a quality player like Lane or Trent Williams, it will have an impact on your offense without a doubt.
That first Eagles game was when Rob Kelly really came on. Did he show you something that day that led to the rest of the season here?
He did. He really did. He showed the ability to have great vision and then obviously make yards after contact and hold on to the ball without a doubt. So we really like the way he's come along. You know, with rookie free agent running back, you see progress, but you know it takes time for us to really have faith and belief that he's the guy. And I think we all have that confidence that Robert is the guy, the running back for us right now. And he's done an excellent job. You know, even in the game where he only had 25 yards rushing against Dallas, you see the yards after contact, and some of his 1 and 2 yard runs are as good as his 20 yard runs, because he gets back to the line of scrimmage and fights for those extra yards. And that's really what we like about him. There's not a lot of negative plays with Robert. The physical runner and keeps us in manageable down and distances.
In your experience with rookie quarterbacks, how do you kind of like determine the fine line between trying to put like more on his plate and knowing kind of when to ease up? You know, it feels like, you know, his head's kind of swimming a little bit.
Well, that's up to the coach and that's up to the quarterback. Each quarterback's different, and some quarterbacks can handle more than others. You know, so I think that's an individual case basis. Sometimes, you know, the more careful you are with them, the worse they get, because they're not able to show you that they can handle it. So sometimes you got to push the envelope a little bit and see how much they know, how far they've progressed, how far they will progress. And I think Coach Peterson's done a good job with Carson. You know, there's a fine line there with putting too much on his plate and not enough. So he's coached a lot of good quarterbacks in his day, and I'm sure he has a good feel for what Carson can handle. But like I said, every quarterback's different.
Jay, earlier in the year, Kirk Cousins, I think he said something kind of in passing, and he was kind of kidding around about, how do you like me now? And not to you, but I mean, how do you like him now? I mean, you've had another year with him. You're in the middle of the playoff chase. How do you like Kirk Cousins now?
Oh, we like him a lot. He's our quarterback. He's our starting quarterback, and you better like your starting quarterback. Otherwise, you're not going to be very good. We're competitive. We're 6-5-1 right now. He's done a lot of good things for us. And we like his growth. We like the way he has grown from the first snap that he's taken as a starter till now. We see progress. We see confidence level rising. We see the accuracy. We see the toughness. There's things that are correct, and there always will be when you're playing the quarterback position, but we like where he is and where he's going.
Is the division the best it's been since you've been here?
Yeah, I think with that, I think that from a record standpoint and a win standpoint, I think obviously it is. I've always considered NFC East one of the top divisions, no matter what our records are. It's very competitive. The rivalry games are all quality. They all mean a lot every time you step on the field, no matter what the records are. And it's a fun division to play in, very competitive. And I think from a win total, obviously it's by far the best it's been.
I know you have a great relationship with DeSean Jackson, and just – with managing his role within this offense. I mean, like any elite receiver, they're going to want the football all the time. So how have you been able to manage that and balance that and keep him happy as well?
Well, you know, it's hard. You know, it's hard to keep a receiver like him happy. You know, he's a guy that feels like he can dominate the game at all times. And if he's not feeling like he's dominating the game the way he should, he gets a little frustrated. And most great receivers in the history of the league are like that, and great ball carriers, people with greatest skill set. So, you know, I think he's going to work within the framework of the offense. Frustrations aside, he's going to do what's asked of him to do, and hopefully when the plays are there to be had, we get him the ball. We missed a couple great opportunities last week to get him the ball and really change the course of the game, but for whatever reason, the ball didn't go to him, and he's a little frustrated, but, you know, he came out to practice today. He's willing to work and get better and try to do better this week.